Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, honey.
Sponsored by Ravinia. Here's Dean Richards. Good morning, my fellow moron. Welcome to Moron Entertainment.
A beautiful night at Ravinia last night for the big Ghostbusters night, and lots of people in the crowd in this very prestigious Highland Park venue yelling out moron.
You know, that's the kind of respect that we deserve,
yep.
And that's the kind of respect we're getting.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We love it. Nice, a huge crowd. It was a beautiful night.
Hey, moron!
Cool. Chicago Symphony Orchestra about to play, and people are screaming out, moron.
Just seems to go with it.
Love you, morons! And now the Chicago Symphony Orchestra.
Now, does this conclude your Ravinia obligations
this
for the summer?
This concludes my Ravinia appearances this year, as far as I know.
Right.
I may go as a civilian.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't you?
To enjoy some shows, but as far as I know, I have no other appearances there.
You got a piece of lawn that's yours? Like, you know, you just go, I called it.
This is my spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I call it Moronia.
Wow. The land of Moronia. I don't think I'm not writing that down.
Yeah.
Coming up, a huge weekend for a particular movie. Of course, Donald Trump's love for ASAP Rocky is in the news.
Loves of the rappers.
Eddie Murphy's in the news, and so are the people from Marvel. You know Marvel, the movie people?
The cake?
We have a special guest this morning on Moron.
That's what I'm told, that we have a special guest. Who could it possibly be?
It'd be Maureen Cochran.
Well, that would be your wife, Steve.
That's exactly right. Live from upstate New York. Good morning.
Good morning. How did I end up on Moron Entertainment?
We didn't have any place else to put you on the show.
Don't okay. act like you're All not right. honored.
I am truly honored.
Are you still at the reunion?
It's going on forever and ever. Yep. Yeah. Four or five days in now.
The
yeah.
one that you didn't
yep.
go to?
This is the one I did not go to because my flights were canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was going to drive, my bags were not available. By the way, Dean, have you gone through this? I had two bags delivered this weekend. This seems pretty inefficient to me. Two bags delivered this weekend, one Friday night at 11:30, the other one Sunday around noon.
They were allegedly together. You delivered them at they were delivered the same time.
Well, yeah, I did drive, drop one off, drive around for a few hours, drop the other one off.
I don't know what you do.
One of the bags, by the way, made a trip to Buffalo and Rochester before it came back.
More well-traveled than you are.
Exactly right. So was the reunion fun?
Yeah, we had a very nice time. It was pretty darn fun.
Doesn't sound
for sure.
fun. Yep. Does not sound fun. You're not selling it well. Doesn't sound fun to me.
Well, it was going to be fun if you were going to come, but then it all turned into, where's Steve? Everyone went up to, where's Steve?
I doubt
where's
that.
Steve? I doubt How come that. Steve's not here? What happened to Steve?
I doubt I was even brought
How's
up.
How's Steve doing?
It was a guy named Steve Clayton, not you.
Right. Right.
Some other guy exactly named right. Steve.
So, Dean, there's this guy from our class named Jeff Danz, and Jeff was a bit of a wild man back in the day. Now, this is 40 years later, and you're telling me he hasn't changed a bit?
Well, his sense of humor and his wittiness hasn't changed a bit. His appearance has changed, you know, slightly, let's say.
By the way, Dean, when she said sense of humor and wittiness, meaning he still does butt and hoo-hoo jokes.
And hoo-hoo? Hoo-hoo?
I don't know what that means either, Dean.
Yeah,
but whatever.
Of course you do. Yeah. Of course you do. So what was the best part about the reunion?
Well, you know, I have my two girlfriends, Rita and Diane, who I've stayed friends with since way before high school. So just being able to spend some time with them, that of course is the best. So
are they with?
No, it's fun.
Are they with you right now?
Yeah, my friend Diane had arranged for us to come up to the Adirondacks after the reunion, and we're staying in this gorgeous cabin with the it's just beautiful up here.
I'm slaving away on the coal mine that is Moron Entertainment. You're running around the Adirondacks at resorts.
Nice.
Unbelievable. What an outrage. Dean, do you have any deep probing questions about the reunion?
Have you always been a fan of reunions? Because I have very mixed feelings about going to reunions. not having nothing to do with luggage. I just I went to one and just really did not have a good time.
Oh, well, you know, they say now with Facebook and everything, no one really has to go back to the reunion. So I've always gone, like, I went to my 10, right. 15, just because I have these friends that I'm still close with and that, you know, we come for that.
Yeah.
But Steve has not, let's see, since he didn't make it to the 40th, I think this makes...
this would be 30 in a row that I've missed. I went to the 10th. I was there at the 10th.
Oh, you were? Oh,
yeah.
You were. You're right. You're right. Yeah.
Well, you don't have one every year.
No, I will certainly hope not. By the way, the numbers have dwindled, Dean and Dave. We had 100 and, what did we decide, 150 people in our graduating class?
Yeah.
And 35 showed up.
Is that because other people came up with flimsy excuses like you did?
No, the others are... No, the others are all dead.
Yeah, I want to know what the number of deaths there have been, because that's a big deal sometimes.
Did you guys talk about that, like who died in the class?
We had a couple of, occasions to bring up the dead, but, you know, and then we all, if someone started talking about, you know, aches and pains and that kind of stuff, they got shot down pretty quickly, so, yeah.
I need to do an in memoriam video.
Yes, they are.
Sarah McLachlan. Yeah.
Who looked better, the girls or the guys at this point?
I'd say the girls, for sure. Yeah.
No question.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this.
Well, Steve Cochran wasn't there, so the guys, none of the other guys measured up. So.
Notch you down, no question. So there was a group picture of about 25 of the people that were there. I was able to name 13 of them. I thought that was pretty good after 40 years.
You know what? I'm proud of you for that.
13.
That's pretty good for you, Steve. Yeah.
So of course, I was.
Good for you.
Of course, I was telling our daughter that, and who knew if she was? She didn't know if I was right. I could have been making stuff up.
Did you Photoshop yourself into the picture?
Oh, that's a good idea.
No, but as we took the picture, we all, instead of saying cheese, we all said Steve Cochran.
Oh,
so
that's nice.
Then they snapped the photo.
You were very popular in high school, Steve.
I gave away a lot of money.
Yeah.
No, I had no. What am I talking about? I had no money. I borrowed a lot of money.
I don't think anybody that I, from my class, maybe two or three people, even had any idea that I'm alive.
Were you sensitive and shy?
I was
high school?
I was painfully shy in high school.
I find that hard to believe.
Painfully.
When did you come out of your shell?
When they started paying me to.
Was this sometime during your disc jockey days?
I guess so. I don't know. Yeah, I was just very high school. My high school years were not pleasant.
I had a great run in high school.
Yeah.
Home wasn't so great, but high school was great.
That's why I don't like the reunion. They're not pleasant years for me.
So you go to your reunions and go, you guys agree it all sucked, right?
Don't you go to your reunion to show off? Like I've made this. I'm on Moron Entertainment. I mean,
well, now.
But you went to high school in Chicago, right?
Yeah. So, CBS, yeah, Chicago Vocational High School.
That,
so
well, we didn't think it was the drugstore.
Well, these days it very well could be the drugstore.
Actually, you should go back now, being the big deal that you are. But the problem with that is everybody would want to go movie talk.
Yeah.
They want to talk about people, you know, celebrities.
I've been back to the high school for I was principal for a day,
uh-huh.
And I went back for that. Roger Badish used to be a teacher at this high school many years ago before he was at WGN Radio. And he invited me back. He used to do a broadcasting class, and I came back and spoke to the broadcasting class. But, I may as well have been wallpaper in high school. Quiet, kept to myself.
Anybody on the show believe that? I mean, I believe it, but it's hard to believe.
Yeah.
Dean was quiet?
Well, just that he sounds like he had a miserable time. Let's all let Dean sit on our lap while we pat his back. Come here, little moron.
Somebody burp.
Come here. somebody just texted Maureen Cochran that Facebook eliminates the need for reunions, but it does make me more interested in seeing people I've reconnected with. So that's another take on all of it. Would you go back? That's the 40th. Would you go back, and will you tell me to go back?
Steve, we're going back. We're going back. 45th, 50th, 55th. Yeah, we're doing it. I mean,
let me just tell you something.
Diane and Rita and I are doing it, and if you're welcome to come along. So
I cannot count on severe thunderstorms every time I'm supposed to fly to a reunion.
Yeah, that might not fly the next time.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Hey, thanks for being on. What is Super Joe? What is Maureen won for being on the show today?
A whole lot of nothing.
All right, that's kind of the stuff we deliver.
I want that app gift card. I keep telling you people.
Yeah, we'll work that out. Thanks for coming on. I know you got to do a bunch of other shows now, so say hi to those people. Yep.
All right. See ya. Thanks.
Going on other morning shows?
Yes. Oh, he's going on about thanks for coming out. We love you. Bye.
So is this now Maureen Entertainment as opposed to Moron Entertainment? Look at
that. We should have changed it today.
I think you should have.
We should have. Dave's too smart for this show. We come back. Neil will talk about all that stuff, including Marvel ice cream cake.
You'll be calling his name. Oh, 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 oh. Dean Richard, the entertainment editor.
I just got a text from somebody, Dean. Apparently, Maureen's on the Felicia Middlebrooks podcast.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't see that coming. Sponsored by Ravinio, we continue with Moron Entertainment. All right, so are we going to have more superhero movies? Because they make a bazillion dollars.
Oh, we are going to have lots and lots of superhero movies. You know, Comic-Con took place over the weekend in San Diego, mm-hmm. where everything sci-fi, supernatural, fantasy takes place. And one of the highlights was... Marvel announcing Phase 4 for them, their movie and TV slate, through the year 2022, which, doesn't that sound futuristic?
Yeah, it really does.
Say that?
Right.
Scarlett Johansson will have her own movie as Black Widow. There will be Angelina Jolie in The Eternals. That'll be out in November of the year 2020. Richard Madden and Kumail Nanjiani will star in that. This actress from this fantastic movie that opened this past week on The Farewell, Awkwafina, love her water also, is going to be starring in Shang-Chi and The Legend of Ten Rings.
Is she the one from Crazy Rich Asians?
Yes, she is.
She's very funny.
Practically stole the movie. Benedict Cumberbatch is going to be back as Doctor Strange in Multiverse of Madness in 2021. And now Disney is starting up their own streaming service to compete with Netflix. They will have characters from The Falcon and Winter Soldier, from Loki, and also Mahershala Ali, who is an Oscar winner, will star as Blade in the movie. There's also going to be a fourth Thor movie, which will feature Natalie Portman as Lady Thor.
Hold on a second. Thor is this muscled up dude. Natalie Portman weighs 48 pounds.
She's muscled up also.
How much can she bench press?
You want to make something of it?
I do remember that time where I ran into Natalie Portman at a bar and she said, "You want to step outside?"
Yeah. No, she's ripped. Are you kidding me? Okay. But she's going to have apparently the same kind of strengths and abilities as Thor. So that's going to be coming out in the next year or so as well.
Cute Little Lion movie made a lot of money?
The Cute Little Lion movie killed at the box office over the weekend.
Growl!
Meaning that it did very well. Steve, it roared at the box office.
Roar!
If you will. Made $185 million worldwide. It broke all kinds of records. The biggest domestic movie of all time for a Disney remake. Biggest Disney opening of all time outside of their Marvel or Star Wars movies, the biggest launch for a PG-rated movie ever, biggest July movie opening ever. It opens as the ninth biggest movie opening of all time.
Makes me wonder if Jimmy Buffett should start doing Hakuna Matata in his concerts. You know, I mean, he's had an awful lot of success.
Very, very popular.
Doesn't Hakuna Matata, no worries, doesn't that sound like a Buffett song? I mean, that should be in there right away.
It does sound like one, indeed. What's so interesting is that this movie... You know, some critics were so just beat this movie to shreds. I happen to like it very much. And, you know, they do this thing called Cinema Score where they ask people when they're coming out of the theaters whether they liked it or not. And it scored an A by audiences. So
some of the other critics are stupid.
People really, really, really like this
movie. Let's name the stupid critics. Who are they?
Well, let's go down the list.
ASAP Rocky is what?
He's a popular rapper.
And what does Trump have to do with him?
ASAP Rocky got arrested in Sweden. He got into a fight and has been in jail for almost a couple of weeks now. Got into a fight while they're gathering. The Swedish authorities say that they're gathering evidence on this.
The Swedish are a very peaceful people. I don't think we should punch them.
Well, I don't know what happened exactly with the altercation itself. Here's what I know. Is that with all the problems that are going on in the world right now, this became a priority for President Trump to intervene to try to get this rapper out of jail in Sweden because Donald Trump's friend Kanye West called him and asked him to intervene.
I love the fact that Kanye West can get a hold of the president of the United States at a moment's notice.
Kanye West apparently has a direct phone line to the president. There's the Kremlin, and there's Kanye West that can get a hold of the president just by picking up the phone. So the president then, he tweets over the weekend that he has vouched for, he says, I don't know anything about ASAP Rocky, but I'm vouching for him, and says that, you know, he'll post bail for him. Went out of his way to, try to do something. The Swedish government says that this is not his place to get involved in this. The Swedish judicial system will work through this and their judicial system as they normally do. But wait, there's more. Justin Bieber then gets involved in this also. He tweets out.
There's a real brain battle going on now, huh?
He tweets out, thank you to the president. Thank you for helping my friend. Appreciate you trying to help him. But you're going to like this. He also tweets out, now can you let those kids out of cages?
Yeah, amen to that. Good job, Beeps.
Yeah, so.
And Eddie Murphy coming back to stand-up. Dean will be talking about that throughout the morning, because you should watch Channel 9 Morning News with the sound down so you can hear the show.
It's a delightful show. I just learned yesterday that you're going to be doing your show here when we do our back-to-school kids' fair.
Yep.
In August.
So. I look forward to being in the parking lot where you normally make me stand whenever I come to Channel 9.
We don't like to let Steve in the building.
I try to get past security. They go, no, go stand in the parking lot. We'll get to you when we can.
Yep.
Thank you, buddy.
Bye.